The Speaker of the Nova Scotia House of Assembly grants permission to record the televised proceedings of the legislature for use in schools and for other purposes, such as private study, research, review, or newspaper summary. Television and radio broadcasters may make use of recorded excerpts of the televised proceedings in their news or public affairs programs for the purpose of fair and accurate reports of proceedings. Program material may not be used for political party advertising, election campaigns, or any other politically partisan activity. Program material may not be edited for use in promotional material by any political party or other organization, and may not be used in any edited form that could mislead or misinform an audience or viewer, or which does not present a balanced portrayal of the proceedings in the House. Video program material may only be used with its original audio components, and no other audio material may be added to video material used. Any other commercial use or rebroadcast of these proceedings requires the express written approval of the Speaker.
If it's Power School or In School or one of these in-school systems, thank you to the member for Inverness. And the Auditor General did a review of the in-school system and found significant weaknesses in there where ill-intentioned people could hack into it. There's a weakness in the system, Mr. Speaker. And when we see a pattern of weaknesses in government systems, we just need to learn from them. And that's what my colleague from Argyll Barrington was talking about, learning as we go. Well, when you're going to create a system to maintain the electronic health records of Nova Scotians, I hope you do a lot of that learning before you go and not as you go. These are the types of things that we need to fix out, need to think about and make sure we've addressed before we get there. So as I get into a more further discussion of this bill,
order,
I just
please.
Need that with the...
Thank time you. Allotted for government business at the moment has expired. We'll now move on. We'll resume with the honourable member for Pictou East when government business resumes. We'll now move on to oral questions put by members to ministers. The honourable leader of the official opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Premier. Yesterday, the government announced a new Alberta-style production grant for the film industry. Mr. Speaker, unfortunately, it seems to have created more confusion than actually have helped, largely around the issue of whether the fund set at $10 million will be capped or not. So I'd like to ask the Premier to take this opportunity and clear up the confusion. Is the $10 million production grant fund capped or not?
The Honourable Premier.
I want to thank the Honourable Member for the question. I want to thank Screen Nova Scotia, Mr. Speaker, and all those who have been working diligently over the last, really since the budget was introduced, to work with government to find a solution that works forward. We said all along, Mr. Speaker, we had a budgeted amount in this fund of $10 million. So we've committed that to the industry. They have looked at creative ways for us to be able to ensure that, Mr. Speaker, not only can they build an industry in this province, but that the breadth of the opportunity would spread beyond just labour. There's all kinds of other opportunities that can be put towards that cap. We're staying within that envelope that we have, Mr. Speaker. But like any fund, as we go forward, we're going to continue to engage the industry, work with the industry. If we see a need, Mr. Speaker, we'll be more than happy to work with the industry as we go forward.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate that answer, but in the interest of the 2,700 people that work in the film industry, and for all those Nova Scotians that have rallied behind them, who want to know that we're going to have a growing and vibrant tax-paying film industry, we see this grant. I've asked the Premier directly, is it capped at $10 million, yes or no? I just want to be clear with the Premier, is the fund capped at $10 million, yes or no?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to be clear with the Leader of the Conservative Party. Mr. Speaker, we said we budgeted $10 million, that all of that money is allotted into the fund. And what we said, which we continue to work with the industry, Mr. Speaker, if there's needs, go forward. Like any fund that we have, Mr. Speaker, if it's seen that we can make changes to that fund that would benefit the industry and benefit Nova Scotians, grow economic opportunities, of course, Mr. Speaker, we continue to work with the industry to see that that happens.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, you're going to have to forgive an industry that was promised an extension of the film tax credit for 5 years as is, for wanting to know for sure what the government plan is. It is not enough to say it's in the budget and we'll see. The government has lost the trust of the industry to take them at their word. So, Mr. Speaker, here is an opportunity to be clear. When the fund reaches its $10 million maximum, will the government be declining film production applications, yes or no?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the Honourable Member and again remind him that it was Screen Nova Scotia that was sitting down and the industry sitting down with members of government, Mr. Speaker, to find a common ground, a way to go forward, to ensure that we broaden the opportunities in terms of spreading out, Mr. Speaker, that the fund and the credit that would go towards not only labour in this province, but production cost, any aspect that would be dedicated from the province of Nova Scotia, that's a good thing, Mr. Speaker. That is actually broadening the opportunity right across the entire spectrum. We have said all along we have $10 million in this fund. We're thrilled that the industry is committed with us, and we've said to them we would continue to review that as we go forward, Mr. Speaker. If there's adjustment needs to be made, we're prepared to have those conversations.
The Honourable Leader of the New Democratic Party.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I think we are all trying to understand the details of the new film industry arrangement. The devil is always in the details, as they say, though, Mr. Speaker. And, Mr. Speaker, there seems to be confusion about whether the cap that the government has imposed is a hard cap or a soft cap, Mr. Speaker. So I would like to ask the Premier if he could please explain whether the film investment fund is being capped at $10 million or not, yes or no?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, it may come as a surprise to the Leader of the Democratic Party, but as a former finance minister, she would recognize, Mr. Speaker, that every fund has a set amount in it, Mr. Speaker. And every time the province of Nova Scotia enters into any fund, it gets reviewed over time and whether or not there needs to be made adjustments to it, Mr. Speaker. We have said very clearly to the industry that there is $10 million in this fund. We broaden the opportunities, and I am very grateful, quite frankly, for the work that they've been doing on behalf of all those in this province who are making a livelihood, Mr. Speaker, out of the film industry. They've been working diligently with the province of Nova Scotia. We have said to them we'll continue to work with them, and if there needs to be adjustments made to this fund as we go forward, we've very clearly said we're prepared to listen.
The Honourable Leader of the New Democratic Party.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Well, Mr. Speaker, a fair amount of damage has been done already to the industry, as well as the trust that members of the industry feel for this government. They feel betrayed, frankly, Mr. Speaker, because they've broken a campaign promise. But, Mr. Speaker, my question to the Premier is this. How does he plan to fix the fallout from the bad and hasty decision to the film tax credit?
The Honourable Premier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're going to continue to do as we did in this budget, Mr. Speaker. We put a tremendous amount of money on the table for the creative economy, Mr. Speaker. We're very encouraged by the reception we've been receiving from sectors of the industry. We've recognized, Mr. Speaker, the film industry's pointed out very clearly the mechanism that we had in place didn't work for them. We said we would listen. We have a fund on the table that they've agreed with, Mr. Speaker, that has broadened the parameters, kept within the fiscal envelope, and we've said to them we'll continue this conversation, Mr. Speaker, and if there adjustments need to be made to that fund, we're more than prepared to listen and work with them.
The Honourable Leader of the New Democratic Party.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, everyone knows that a cap on an industry doesn't promote growth within the industry, and it doesn't help filmmakers leverage funding for future investments, Mr. Speaker. So I want to ask the Minister, or the Premier, if he would please explain how the cap will promote growth of this industry.
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, the only member in this House talking about a cap is the Leader of the Democratic Party. I very clearly said we budgeted $10 million that was in this budget. We have it on the fund. And I said, and we have said, we'd continue to work with industry. If that fund needs to be adjusted, we're more than prepared. Mr. Speaker, it is no different than any other fund that the government of Nova Scotia has. You continue to look at it. Continue to say, how do we make it better for those that are accessing that fund? Mr. Speaker, we're very encouraged by the way that the film industry has cooperated and worked with this government, Mr. Speaker. And I'm very pleased, Mr. Speaker, that Nova Scotians are listening to them and not the rhetoric coming across from the other side of this floor.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, let's cut through the rhetoric right now. Premier believes it's only opposition members asking about a cap. Well, I have the this morning's Chronicle Herald right here, and in the article on the changes for the film industry, it says, and I quote, finance officials say there won't be a cap on that figure, the figure of $10 million. So I'll ask the Premier, yes and no, is the Chronicle Herald report saying finance officials say there is no cap, is it accurate, yes or no?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, the Honourable Member is a chartered accountant. And he brags about that across this province. Even he should understand that the government has to put an amount in a fund to budget for. It's a reality, Mr. Speaker. What we have said, Mr. Speaker, what we have said to the industry, Mr. Speaker, and let me tell you how grateful I am, to the members of that
order,
industry.
Order, please. The Honourable Premier has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, how grateful I am to those members in the industry who sat down with government, fully articulated the challenges I had with the way we were going to deliver them. Mr. Speaker, I've worked with us to broaden the opportunities for more Nova Scotians to be able to participate and be able to earn an income from this fund, Mr. Speaker, and how we can leverage, Mr. Speaker, more money from this province. And we've said to them, if this fund needs to be adjusted on a go-forward basis, we're more than prepared to sit down and discuss that with you.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, the $10 million number in the budget is either real or not. It either is meaningful or not. It's either a limit or it isn't. It doesn't take an accountant or a doctor or a teacher or any other person to know that we got to know, Mr. Speaker.
We're sure not a lawyer.
The industry itself says that it's
order,
vital.
Order, please. The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition has the floor.
Speaker, the industry itself, and I will continue to quote from today's Halifax Herald, it's vital to know because the industry will quickly use the $10 million. So is this just a number in a budget or is it a cap?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to say how grateful I am for the work that's been done over the last number of weeks, Mr. Speaker, with the cooperation of those in the industry. They've understood the reality that government has. We've understood their reality. We worked together to find common ground, Mr. Speaker. We've worked together to put together a fund that will keep this industry here in the province. We've made a commitment to them that we continue those dialogue, Mr. Speaker, and if any adjustments need to be made on any aspect of that fund, we're prepared to sit down and discuss that with the industry.
The Honourable Leader of the New Democratic Party.
Mr. Speaker, you have to shake your head, really, you know. Mr. Speaker, we're just trying to find out if this $10 million fund is real or not real. We have a budget in front of us here today that we're going to be asked to vote on shortly, Mr. Speaker, and we're trying to understand if the $10 million is an arrangement that the government has concocted for their budget and their own political objectives versus what's in the industry's interest and what's needed to grow and keep this industry vibrant in our province. So, Mr. Speaker, I want to ask the Premier, is the $10 million a made-up figure? Is it real or is it not?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the leader of the New Democratic Party, who was the mastermind behind the fictitious surplus that we took into the last election, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the reality of it is, Mr. Speaker, we have financial challenges facing this province. We have said to the industry, Mr. Speaker, we have a fund that is $10 million. We've broadened the opportunity to spread it out across communities. Mr. Speaker, we're very encouraged by that. The continuing dialogue going on, and we've said to the industry, Mr. Speaker, if that fund needs to be adjusted as we go forward, we're prepared to sit down and listen and work with them to ensure that that happens.
The Honourable Leader of the New Democratic Party.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I don't know if this government has learned anything at all throughout the last debate over the number of weeks we've been looking at this. Mr. Speaker, the banking industry, particularly RBC, is one of the largest financial contributors to the film and television projects that come into our province. And the funds that we have available are used as leverage to secure funding. How in the world is the industry going to be able to go and secure funding when we don't even know what's available? We can't get answers from the Premier whether or not there is a cap on this $10 million fund or not.
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the Honourable Member for the question. Again, I want to tell her, Mr. Speaker, that the production taking place in this province would apply to the fund. Mr. Speaker, they would be given approval based on the amount on a broader set of criteria than just labour, Mr. Speaker, from post-production, from aspects that happen, from catering services, from any aspect associated that's purchased, product that's purchased, and services that are purchased here in Nova Scotia. That's a good thing, Mr. Speaker. Very encouraged by the support the industry has. They would take that sheet to the bank and finance, as they have in every other case, Mr. Speaker. What we have said, Mr. Speaker, with the industry, we will continue to work with them to look at this fund, Mr. Speaker. And if there needs to be adjustments made in the future, we're prepared to make those adjustments. But we have budgeted for a $10 million fund in the industry.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, Mr. Speaker, if you just listen to what the Premier is saying, he's basically saying we have this made-up number of $10 million and just trust us. If we get to the maximum, we might or we might not change it. Well, Mr. Speaker, the trust of the film industry in this government is long gone. That's why they need to know what is the plan. But instead, the Premier refuses to answer a simple question, Mr. Speaker, so I'll ask him this. How can he expect the film industry to trust him now about whether there's a cap on this fund or not, when he won't even answer that simple a question?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, again, I want to tell all members of this industry, Mr. Speaker, how grateful we are for the work they've been doing and working on behalf of the province. We have continued to work with them. We put together a fund, Mr. Speaker. We put together a fund, Mr. Speaker, that will continue to allow and broaden a set of criteria that would broaden the opportunities in communities across this province, allow the productions, Mr. Speaker, to use a greater criteria of costs that they could actually apply against this fund to take to the bank, Mr. Speaker, to use to leverage funding. What we have said as we go forward, if the fund needs to be adjusted, we're more than prepared to sit down and discuss it, Mr. Speaker, like we do with every aspect of delivering services to the people of this province.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Well, Mr. Speaker, apparently now we can't rely on any number in the budget because it's all fluid and it's all up for grabs and it's all under review all the time. Well, that's not the point of a budget, Mr. Speaker. The point of a budget is to tell the industry what's going to happen to their funding, Mr. Speaker, under this new Alberta-style grant that the Premier has designed. So, Mr. Speaker, we all thank the industry for what they do, but show them some respect and just tell them, is it capped or not?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I don't know, setting aside $10 million for an industry, Mr. Speaker, I don't know what the leader of the Conservative Party suggests that would be. We've continued to sit down, and we will continue to sit down, Mr. Speaker, to engage the community, engage the industry, Mr. Speaker, if that adjustment needs to take place. I've been really encouraged, Mr. Speaker, by the way and the professionalism they've continued to go. They see a future, Mr. Speaker.
Order, please. The Honourable Premier has the floor.
The industry sees a future in this province. Nova Scotians are optimistic about the future. I just wish at some point the opposition parties would see a future here, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Member for Hants West.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question through you is to the Minister of Community Services. The Minister would know that for a number of years now, and I don't recall the last time that there was a threshold figure that was changed for housing grants. We have a number of those in my constituency, and I'm sure all members do in this House that deal with housing grants, and I'm wondering if there's any change in the near future with regards to the income level and threshold number figure.
The Honourable Minister of Community Services.
Thank you, and I thank the Honourable Member for his question. Thresholds in Nova Scotia for community grants for housing depend on the region, depend on the bedroom count within the home. Last year, we were able to provide $17.6 million for different programs that will help particularly seniors stay in their home. That was 200 more than the year before. This year, the government is also invested another $1.5 million into that program, which will help another 200 homes. So approximately by the end of this fiscal year coming up, we will have close to almost 2,600 homes within that threshold.
The Honourable Member for Hants West.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I thank the Minister for that answer. Can she just clarify, with the increase, does that mean that there will be a change in the
income level, or just that there are more people working in a lower income level?
The Honourable Minister of Community Services.
The increase doesn't have anything to do with the income level, but in the income level, we look at each case individually, and we try to do a solution that absolutely will fit with the client. So if they're $50 or $100 above one threshold, we look at other programs, including small loans or SPD if they're available. I just also have to say that we are audited by CMHC, and if we go over the threshold for applications, Housing Nova Scotia is penalized for that.
If we're going to flip-flop orders of questions, it'd be nice to know with the speaker. So for my books, you've missed, but we'll go back. So the Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for the Premier. Let's just call it what it is, Mr. Speaker. The government is trying to say one thing to the film industry: oh, the $10 million, don't worry, we're not going to stick to it. Well, they're trying to tell Nova Scotia taxpayers that they're holding the line at $10 million. Well, Mr. Speaker, both of those things can't be true at the same time. You know what? Here we are in the legislature where the Premier has a chance to tell all Nova Scotians the same story and not two different stories. So I'll ask him, is he sticking to the $10 million in his budget or not?
The Honourable Premier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to remind the Honourable Member there's actually $24 million for the industry, Mr. Speaker. As you know, we're going into the same criteria that we had. We budgeted $10 million, Mr. Speaker, in a $10 billion budget. We are going to continue to move forward with the industry. We're very encouraged by the support they provided to us, the education, Mr. Speaker, that I think both sides are providing one another. We've come to some common principles and ground on broadening this fund to make sure that the impact is felt broadly across Nova Scotian communities. That's a good thing, Mr. Speaker. What we've said to the industry, that we'll continue to work with them. If there are more challenges, Mr. Speaker, we'll continue to work with them to address those.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, this is what happens when the government goes behind closed doors and says one thing and then tells the taxpayers of Nova Scotia another. And I'll show you what I mean, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I have...
Order, please. The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, here is the report that Screen Nova Scotia sent to its members last night, and it says, and I quote, "It is important to note that the government has stated that this is not a hard cap. They have flexibility in the funding that they can devote for our industry's needs." That's what they told their members based on what the government told them. Oh, wait. There's more.
Order, please. Does a member have a question? Order. The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition with his final question.
Mr. Speaker, here is the press release the government put out to all Nova Scotians that says the proposed arrangement stays within the fiscal plan. Which is true? Is there flexibility or does it stay within the fiscal plan?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank Screen Nova Scotia, Mr. Speaker, for the work that they've been doing, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I believe, Mr. Speaker, this is a win-win, Mr. Speaker, and they have done a tremendous job, and we're going to continue to work with them to ensure that members of this industry see a future in this province, Mr. Speaker. And we have very clearly said, Mr. Speaker, that if the fund needs to be adjusted, we're prepared to sit down and listen to ways we can move forward.
The Honourable Leader of the New Democratic Party.
Mr. Speaker, it's certainly the case that this government likes to pick fights and talk after they've picked fights, but Mr. Speaker, they also make decisions without any study. Mr. Speaker, I think that what's really required is that this government embarks on a good socioeconomic impact assessment of this industry in our province as we move forward. Mr. Speaker, better late than never. So, Mr. Speaker, I want to ask the Premier, as this discussion continues with the industry, will the government now do the homework they should have done initially and do an up-to-date socioeconomic impact assessment of this industry on our province.
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank, again, I want to thank the Honourable Member for the question. Yesterday, Mr. Speaker, when we came to an agreement on in a fund, Mr. Speaker, that allows the industry to continue to prosper in this province, it broadens the opportunity for the production to be able to associate more costs that are incurred during the production, more Nova Scotia costs that are incurred during that production to be applied against this opportunity, Mr. Speaker. That broadens the win for communities that the production has taken place in. It broadens the opportunity for more Nova Scotians to be part of this industry, Mr. Speaker. It allows labour costs to be associated. It allows, Mr. Speaker, for the Nova Scotia content of these productions to be fully recognised. That's a very positive thing. It broadens the economic opportunity across communities, and we're very grateful. The fact that Screen Nova Scotia and the industry wants to continue to sit down and move forward.
Down the leader of the New Democratic Party.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, without question, one of the other serious harms that this government's decision has had with respect to this industry is the way that the capacity inside government to work with the industry has been eroded, eliminated, Mr. Speaker. So I want to ask the Premier if he will commit to rebuilding the capacity inside government so that this important industry does not suffer further harm.
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I'm very proud of the men and women who work inside government for the people of this province. They do a tremendous job day in and day out, and Mr. Speaker, I want to recognize them. There is absolutely no question the challenges this province has been facing. There had to be adjustments on how we deliver services to the people of this province, Mr. Speaker. There's no great joy in having to provide layoffs to people who have worked on behalf of the citizens of this province, Mr. Speaker, but we are limited in what we can do in terms of how much we spend on wages, Mr. Speaker, how much we spend on delivering a particular service. I am grateful in this case that Screen Nova Scotia sat down on behalf of the industry to help us build a fund with some criteria that broadens the benefit across the province, and we continue to notify to them that we're prepared to work with them.
Now I'm a leader of the official opposition.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to try this again. We're not getting a straight answer on whether this $10 million is capped or not, but let's actually look at it from the point of view of the industry as they bring projects forward. Mr. Speaker, I'll ask the Premier the question in a way that's important for the industry and for the people that work in it. When the $10 million is gone, will the Premier be turning down film projects or not?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank again the Honourable Member for the question and to tell him, as we have said to the industry, the new fund has a broader criteria that will allow the benefit to be spread across to many aspects of the Nova Scotia economy. We're very encouraged by that. We've also told the industry, Mr. Speaker, that we continue to work with them and monitor this fund. If their adjustments are required, we're prepared to sit down and have them. But I do want to remind all members of this House, Mr. Speaker, that in the current budget, there's $24 million set aside to allow the industry to continue to move as they were before.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we keep hoping for a yes or no answer. You know, Mr. Speaker, in New Brunswick, once their fund is exhausted because it's capped, they actually turn away film production work and the jobs that go with it. That's what we want to know here in Nova Scotia. The Premier wants to tell us that there's flexibility, so I'll just ask him straight up, yes or no, will he guarantee that film projects will not be turned down here once the $10 million fund is reached?
The Honourable Premier.
Speaker, I can't speak on behalf of the New Brunswick government, Mr. Speaker, but I can speak on behalf of this government. What we very clearly said to the industry, Mr. Speaker, and I want to thank them for allowing us to build a fund that broadens the benefit across many aspects of community, Mr. Speaker, that allows us to recognize the entire Nova Scotia content of the film production, Mr. Speaker, not just labour, but the other aspects that are benefiting communities. And we said we continue to work with them, Mr. Speaker, if adjustments are required.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, now we don't know which numbers in the budget are real and which ones are not. It's bad enough that the industry can't get a straight answer about whether they have to live within the 10 million, whether there's a hard cap, a soft cap, a baseball cap. I don't know. It seems like a simple question. Is it capped or not? We're not getting an answer. A simple question. How can the Premier tell the industry to just trust him when the 10 million is exhausted when he can't answer such a simple question?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to tell the honourable member and the industry, Mr. Speaker, this budget actually has $24 million in it, Mr. Speaker. What we're talking about, Mr. Speaker, is on a go-forward basis, Mr. Speaker. What the industry has sat down, began that conversation. We're grateful that we've been transitioning from a tax credit to a fund, which broadens the benefit, Mr. Speaker, from communities across this province. And we recognize the entire Nova Scotia content that is part of the production, not just labour. That's a good thing, Mr. Speaker, for communities. Speaker, what we have said to the industry is that we would continue to work with them, and if there are adjustments required on how this fund is delivered, we would be more than prepared to sit down and talk to them.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, the Premier just spent a year in this House telling us he doesn't believe in grants and that he thinks if there are grants, they should be tied to labour and nothing else. Now he's completely switched and he's designed an Alberta-style grant and he's actually untied it from labour. So that's why the industry needs to know whether this fund, once exhausted, means the end of their business for that year or not. So I'll ask the Premier, when the fund is exhausted, the $10 million fund, is that it for the film industry in Nova Scotia for that year?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure what the Leader of the Conservative Party is looking for. We have very clearly said, Mr. Speaker, we have laid out a fund, Mr. Speaker.
Order, please. The Honourable Premier has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to, again, tell all members of this House, I'm very grateful for the work that's been done. We created a fund, Mr. Speaker, that will be there, which will broaden the opportunity for communities, Mr. Speaker. Why is the Leader of the Conservative Party against recognizing those members of our community who rent equipment to the film industry? Why is he against those people who would sell equipment to be used or costumes, Mr. Speaker? Why is he against people in this province to get a benefit from that? Why would he be opposed to broadening the opportunity to all those who work in the film industry, Mr. Speaker? And let me be clear again, Mr. Speaker. We will continue to work with the industry. If adjustments are required, we'll work with them to make it happen.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, I want to be clear. What I am against is a Premier that promises the film industry that he believes in them, he's going to extend their tax credit, and he's going to strengthen it before the election, and then guts it after the election. That's what I'm against. I'm also against a Premier... Mr. Speaker, I'm also against a Premier that won't answer a simple question, not for me, but for the 2,700 families that need to know whether they are capped next year or not. Mr. Speaker, out of respect for them, if not this House, out of respect for them, as they plan their work, as they hire their employees, as they go about making their production plans, are they done when the $10 million fund is used up, yes or no?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, again, I want to say to all members of this House how this fund broadens the opportunity across recognizing the entire Nova Scotia content of productions that take place in this province. We've continued with the dialogue, Mr. Speaker, with members of that industry. We have said to them very clearly if there's adjustments need to be made in this fund, we're prepared to sit down and work with them to ensure that happens. But this is a good news story, Mr. Speaker, for a broader sector of Nova Scotians who will be able to work in the industry. We recognize all Nova Scotians who've been working on productions, not just the labour component, Mr. Speaker. This is a good news story, and we'll continue to work with the industry to ensure, Mr. Speaker, that we continue to build on the good news.
The Honourable Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, we've been willing to admit all along that the government just made a big mistake with the way they've handled the film industry. We truly can't believe that they deliberately set out to disrupt the lives of 2,700 hardworking, tax-paying Nova Scotians. Mr. Speaker, yesterday it looked like there might be a way out of this mess, but you know what, Mr. Speaker, it would be a bigger mistake. It would be a bigger mistake, Mr. Speaker, to leave such a fundamental issue as to whether the industry is capped next year at $10 million or not unanswered. So let's not have two mistakes in a row here, Mr. Speaker. Will the Premier not make the second mistake and please clear up, is the industry capped and finish their work when the $10 million fund is exhausted, yes or no?
The Honourable Premier.
Speaker, I again want to thank the Honourable Member for the question. Again, I want to tell him that there is a $10 million fund that's broadening the opportunity for all Nova Scotians, Mr. Speaker, who participate in the production of a production in this province, not just the labour side. That's a good news story for Nova Scotians. We have said to the industry, Mr. Speaker, that we would work with them if adjustments need to be made to the program we continue. But, Mr. Speaker, here's what leads to uncertainty and anxiety for families. The leader of the Conservative Party never once mentioned anything about the tax cut, Mr. Speaker, until he was going to wait to see what he read in the paper. There came uncertainty, and now he's been going around driving a divisive politics, Mr. Speaker. At the same time, we've been working with the industry to find common ground, to put in place a fund that will broaden the opportunity across this province. And I want to say thank you to all those in the film industry.
The Honourable Member for Truro, Bible Hill, Millbrook, Salmon River.
Hello, and thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Premier has proven to be very good at spinning a story and making the public believe what he wants them to believe. But he forgets the film and creative industries are professional storytellers, and they know the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Mr. Speaker, the Premier has told this industry many things so far, and now they feel that they would like to know for sure whether there is a cap on their industry, because they feel that it is unreliable to not have a firm answer, and they would like to have it in writing. So they would the Premier be willing to put it in writing about whether or not there's going to be a cap or no cap so that this industry can grow in Nova Scotia?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the Honourable Member for the question. Again, I want to remind all members of this House there's $24 million in this current budget that will continue to be part. I want to thank the industry for moving towards a fund, Mr. Speaker, that will broaden the opportunities across communities, will recognize all Nova Scotia content in the production of movies, and we have said then we will continue to work with them, Mr. Speaker. If there's adjustments that are required, we're more than prepared to sit down and talk to them.
The Honourable Member for Truro, Bible Hill, Millbrook, Salmon River.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I have to say that the McNeill government has used their majority to pick fights with unions, with students, with filmmakers, and with the whole entire creative community. And they've used it to strip support and freeze funding for the most vulnerable people in our province. So in this year's budget, for instance, income assistance rates were frozen for a second year in a row, and support was cut for many people with challenges. The deaf, the blind, mentally ill. So my question for the Premier is this. Like everything else, does the Premier think it's up to the private sector to help the film community and vulnerable Nova Scotians, or does he actually understand that's his job?
The Honourable Premier.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the Honourable Member for her question. It very clearly understands why the finances of this province were in such a mess when we came to power, Mr. Speaker. And that is the kind of echo. Mr. Speaker, her leader stood up 2 days ago accusing us of being on a spending spree last year because we dealt with a long-standing issue around the home for Nova Scotia Home for Colored Children, Mr. Speaker. That is absolutely offensive to suggest that anyone in this House would be asking the vulnerable and poor in this province. The reality of it is, Mr. Speaker, we have a fiscal challenge. One hand, they're asking us to deal with that problem, spend more money, and then do it on the other. Where's
Order,
the balance,
please.
Mr. Speaker?
The Honourable Member for Inverness.
Mr. Speaker, my question is for the Minister of Finance. In a briefing yesterday, a government official said that revisiting the film tax credit decision has now meant the government has a better understanding of what tax credits and incentives are offered by other jurisdictions. Mr. Speaker, this reminds us of how the Minister of Justice did not know what the rules were in other provinces in this country when it came to historical victims of sexual assault and abuse. Knowing what happens in other jurisdictions is critical to understanding what is needed to attract film business here. Does the minister truly believe she has the confidence of people in the Nova Scotia film business?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate the question from the member opposite. I think the important thing for all of us to know and for the people of Nova Scotia to know is that we've had a meeting of minds. We've found common ground. We've worked together in what has been a highly charged and difficult time, and that there has been goodwill on both parts, on the executive from Screen Nova Scotia, who have had a very difficult role to play, and on our officials in government as well. And I think that it would behoove everybody today to look at the fact that we have found common ground with the Alberta model, that that is a model that works successfully in Alberta. It has been agreed to on both parties that that has good merit and can be used here in Nova Scotia.
That's the Honourable Member for Inverness.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think the important thing to take from this is that the minister made decisions about people's livelihoods and she didn't understand the ramifications. Will the minister table case studies of examples showing finances for what would happen under the old tax credit and what will happen under her new plan so that everyone can clearly see the difference?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And again, I thank the member for the question. I think the important thing, again, to realize is that work is underway, has continued. We've found common ground. A lot of work has been done. The new system will be more transparent. It's going to be fair to the industry. It's going to be fair to Nova Scotian taxpayers. We all know the examples across the country. Alberta is looked at as a best practice, and it's been accepted with the industry. Thank you.
The Honourable Member for Pictou East.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is also for the Minister of Finance. Well, here we are, folks, 39 minutes later. We're still trying to find out if the fund is capped or not. So I understand that the government has $24 million for this year, $10 million for next year. Simple question for the Minister of Finance. Is the $10 million capped or not?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And I think that there's been a lot of give and take in terms of the discussions that have been held with the industry. We have to put numbers in a budget. Of course we do. And we try to manage to a budget. And the Honourable Member opposite is also a chartered accountant. We'll soon all be CPAs. We understand that you don't run any organization without having some targets in mind, some way to move forward. But what's really missed here is that what we've done is come a long distance. And we've got a common program now that we can look at and that we can monitor it. We've promised that we will be monitoring as we do with all of our spending, with updates and transparency. And that's how it will be. Nova Scotians will also know how it's going. It'll be
the Honourable Member for Pictou East.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The date of July 1st is very significant for next year's productions. It's not that far away. And I don't want to try and put myself in the heads of this government and understand what they're thinking. And I am certain that members of the film industry don't want to take a gamble on what you might be thinking either. So the question is it capped or not?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And I think it's very important to recognize the value of the industry, the fact that we value the industry, the fact that a fund has been created. It will be in place for the 16-17 year. Applications and information will begin to flow on July 1st. And certainly there have been no claims at all on that fund at this point in time, so July 1st it will begin. I think that gives certainty to move forward with summer talks, with continuing talks, with all the details that need to be put in place for the fund. And I think posturing in this House of Assembly does nobody any good. Thank you.
The Honourable House Leader for the New Democratic Party.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Order, please. The Honourable House Leader for the New Democratic Party.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The McNeill government's budget hasn't even passed yet, and the freeze on the health care budget is going to have a negative impact on health care delivery here in our province. Over 312 surgeries have been cancelled this week, Mr. Speaker, and in estimates, the minister has indicated that they were looking for equipment in the U.S. To bring into our province. So I'd like to ask the minister, has that equipment been found, and when will it be in our province?
The Honourable Minister of Health.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I want to commend all those at the QE2 Health Sciences and others across the province who have pulled together this week to make sure that all the emergency and urgent surgeries have gone forward. There are a number of areas that are in play. The staff meet every morning at 9:30 to plan for that that day, plus for next week. And at this point, we can say that they are looking at a mobile sterilization equipment, just in case the equipment at the infirmary is not able to be made functional for the future.
The Honourable House Leader for the New Democratic Party.
It's not just in the film industry, Mr. Speaker, in the health sector. The minister and the government has given mixed messages, Mr. Speaker. He indicated in estimates that they were looking at the U.S. for equipment for replacement. And today we hear reports that there's needed about $1 million investment to replace the sterilization equipment. That's in a freezed healthcare budget. So I'd like to ask the Minister of Health, will the Minister of Health and his government provide the $1 million to replace the sterilization equipment at the QE2 hospital?
The Honourable Minister of Health.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And while on the line item there is less money in the budget for hospital equipment this year because we were able to do quite a bit more ordering last year, and we were able to put more into the equipment budget during the last fiscal year. What I can assure the member opposite and all Nova Scotians is that perhaps in the interim there will be a mobile sterilized equipment. If new equipment is needed to be replaced, that surely will happen.
The Honourable Member for Inverness.
Mr. Speaker, my question is to the Minister of Finance. The Minister has just said that we are posturing. Mr. Speaker, I think what we need here is some facts. In my last question, I asked a very simple request, table some facts before the legislature. Show how things will change, looking at the way things were done under the most recent credit before the changes made in this budget, and what the minister is proposing now. Will the minister table that so people in this legislature and people in the industry can understand what exactly she is proposing?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, and I do appreciate the question again from the Honourable Member. I think I've made it very clear that the industry and government are still talking, that there are details that are being discussed, that there are still elements that we need to work out together, and that we have come to common ground. In fact, I think it's worth saying that yesterday was a significant accomplishment for both sides to come to that common ground. And Mr. Speaker, the idea of coming up with other information at this point is a little bit early. It doesn't mean that it won't be available, and I'd be happy to sit down with the member opposite when we're at that point. Thank you.
The Honourable Member for Inverness.
Well, Mr. Speaker, how can the government members expect us to support a budget when we're not even told how things that are affecting people's lives, how they're even going to work out for them? Table it in this legislature, Mr. Speaker. Table whether or not there's a cap, as has been asked, I think, about 30 or 40 times so far today, Mr. Speaker. All we want is some answers. Will the minister table this information before we vote on this budget?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And I've said that talks are underway and continue, and that there are things that still need to be discussed. And it is very important that when you come to common ground, there are still more things. We've agreed on the Alberta model. It's successful. You can look at that. It works well in Alberta. They have a successful industry there. We'd like to be able to say that here in Nova Scotia, we are competitive. And I can say that today. I can say that the way we're moving forward is with a fair system for both the industry and taxpayers, a more competitive, as competitive system, and that we've looked at the transparency issue, which means everything will be very open and transparent. We also know there will be better and more measurable benefits to Nova Scotia. We'll be able to track it better. Let me put it that way, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Member for Pictou West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. My question through you is to the Minister of Finance. I have Bruce Productions in Pictou County, Steve Brazil, and yesterday he was very excited about the discussions. Today he's confused a little, and I think the question here for to help him understand it is that he has $27 million in Productions. He wants to know that once you reach, other companies reach that $10 million cap, does that mean that it's done for him, that he can't tap into anything? So that's just the simple question. Once it's reached to that cap, is there anything left for anyone else to tap into?
The Honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And again, I'm glad to see that the member's constituent was pleased yesterday. I think there is great reason for optimism. And I do think that we should point to that and say that we need to move forward working with the industry and in good faith, and that a lot of the rhetoric that comes up here on the floor doesn't help, because this isn't where we'll make decisions about the industry. We'll make it with the industry, not here on the floor of the legislature. That's important. So, Mr. Speaker, perhaps I'll let the honourable member have her second question.
The honourable member for Pictou West, and I just want to remind her that it's not proper during question period to ask questions on behalf of a constituent. So I just rephrase your question. I get what you're trying to do, but...
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. So my question again is to the Minister of Finance. Will Bruce Productions then not be left behind?
The honourable Minister of Finance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And again, yesterday was a very significant accomplishment. In fact, the industry said so as well in their message to their members. But they also said there's more work to be done. And we agree with them. There is more work to be done. We'll be working with them. But they understand that what we're putting in the budget and what we're discussing is for another full year away. It appears in our budget in the fiscal plan, which is a four-year outlook. So it's one of the many factors of items that we list. I can't think of the countless items that go into a budget that are there for the following year, for 16-17. And so we will be continuing our discussions. I would suggest that people in the industry should take heart from the goodwill and from the common ground that's been found and the fact that there will be a program in place on July 1st.
The honourable member for Pictou East.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Alberta model existed a few weeks ago. Why create the term? Why not look at these things before you come in with these plans? Why not do jurisdictional screens and see what's happening in the world before you make these decisions that turn people's lives upside down?
Order, please. Time allotted for oral questions by members to ministers has expired. The Honourable Government. The Honourable Government House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There wasn't enough confusion already. Speaker, I move that you do now leave the chair and that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole on bills.
The Honourable Member for Pictou East on a point of order.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do rise on a point of order. Before we went into question period this morning, we did not adjourn debate on 97. In fact, very specifically, Mr. Speaker, I remember you saying, I don't want to quote you out of context, but saying the member will return to speaking this morning. So I would like to return to speaking to Bill 97 at this time. The debate has not been adjourned. I have quite a bit to say on Bill 97, and I'd like to finish out my hour. So.